Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again for Successapes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living. I'm your host, Lori Wolk. So happy you stayed with us. As with some of these online type things, we sometimes have some technical difficulties. So thank you for sticking with us. Today's show is amazing. We're bringing together two authors that have books all about love and relationships and how things happen and what we need to make work. So welcome to the show. We've got Bruce and Linda. Are you both with me?
Hi, Lori. This is Linda.
Awesome. Thanks for being here.
And great to be here. Looking forward to a wonderful show.
Linda, let's start with you. Let's talk a little bit about you and your book title and what you are bringing now to the market.
Awesome, and thank you, Lori, for having me on. I really appreciate it. The name of my book is Hitched in 90 Days or Less, Every Girl's Ultimate Guide to Dating. And what I want to bring to the table is this book will teach you how to get rid of self-sabotaging behavior. A lot of times women have certain actions and behaviors, but we do them subconsciously. We don't even know we're, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot. So this book brings light to that and how to get rid of those bad behaviors so you will attract the right kind of guy for you. And then secondly, it also helps the woman be lovable, adorable, and desirable. And who wouldn't want to be irresistible like that?
Awesome. Well, let's also introduce our second author, and we've got Bruce Starr. Let's tell them a little bit about your book title and what you are bringing to the table.
Great. Thank you so much, Lori. I've been in the relationship business, studying relationships for almost 40 years. It's hard to imagine. And it started with me really not understanding the relationships that I had, my own boy-girl relationships, and it was very frustrating to me, and I thought, well, I've got to learn what I'm doing wrong. And that's when I started studying several different philosophies on life. And about 15 years into it, I started sharing what I had learned from studying all these fantastic different philosophies on life with some great teachers and mentors. And I started sharing what I learned on some local radio and television. And then I got on America Online. A producer friend of mine out in Los Angeles said, if you want to reach people from all over the country, go on America Online. And that's what I did. For the next 10 years, from starting in 1993, I had over 6,000 detailed, intimate relationships. And what came out of that is a book called Body Traitor or Lover. Are you a body traitor or lover? What is a body traitor? You have a great title also for your book, and my title in my book is just as controversial. A body traitor for me is when two people stop making decisions from their heart to be with each other and start making decisions from their head looking for the best deal, and that's how people became body traitors.
Wow, we've definitely got some amazing experts here today. So anybody out there who doesn't have love in their life and is trying to figure out why, they definitely need both of those books. So share with us a little bit, Linda, what are one or two mistakes that women make that maybe they don't even realize they're making?
I think one of the mistakes they make is that they try to look at men as a fixer-upper, meaning that there's quite a few qualities that they do like, but the guy probably has like one or two deal-breaker qualities. And women, in my opinion, are very smart. They're very intuitive. Women, unlike men, know within 5 to 15 minutes if this date is going to work out. So we really should listen to our gut and put that fish back in the ocean. So instead what women do is they keep this guy on for 6 months, 9 months, et cetera, full on knowing that this is not the guy. So the big problem with that is, first of all, you've wasted the guy's time, money, and emotions by doing that. You're being disingenuous because you knew day one it wasn't going to work. And secondly, no guy wants to be changed. They want acceptance. They want you to accept them for who they are. So if you really don't accept them for who they are, let them go, because really it boils down to a matter of respect, and no love can continue without respect. It means that you don't respect him. You have to let him go.
That's very true. You know, I agree with that totally. So many relationships right now are built upon not having respect for the other person. And those relationships kind of, it goes back to what I call body trader relationships, where people pick each other for what they can get from each other, not from kind of an old-fashioned way that worked for thousands of years, which is what they can give to each other, how they can love each other, and how they support each other. So we're both definitely on the same wavelength there, for sure.
Absolutely,
so I
Bruce,
have a
and I think they stay in these types of things because they're getting something from that person. It might be a free meal, or it might be, you know, status or power or whatever it is. And like from the male point of view, maybe they have terrific sex from the person, or maybe she looks good as arm candy when he walks into the room and he likes feeling that boost. But both genders are not with this person that they really want to be with. It is a lack of respect.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're absolutely on the same page, from different directions, all meeting all at the same page.
So my question for you would be, do you think that it's just absolutely a fear of being alone that would allow people to get involved and start dating and realizing, well, this is probably not the person that's really right for me and they've got things that need to be fixed? Do you think it stems from a lack of self-esteem and a fear that they're going to be alone?
I think for women, the overwhelming majority of time is because of being alone. I think men are generally much better at being alone. You know, they're a rolling stone, and they don't want to be tied down, and so it's easier for men to be alone. So I don't think that that's the primary reason why men do it. Men do it because it's an ego boost. How great is it to, like, you know, walk into a room and all heads turn because you're with somebody who's an 8, 9, or 10? So it's an ego boost.
Wow. So they want something. They want to walk around with somebody that's good to look at, not necessarily somebody that's right for them in a relationship.
Right.
Whether that's
right.
good
and
or bad, that's reality.
What they haven't realized is you can have both. You can have somebody who is stunning and it's someone you want to be with. So that's what I teach, how to come from a more genuine place.
So being real and genuine.
Yeah, you have to raise your – you can't just fall off a pickup truck and just be genuine. It doesn't work that way. You have to raise your awareness, and I get in the reader's face, and I raise the awareness and say, look, this is the behavior that you're putting out to the world. Is this really how you want to operate? And then I give them options on how else it could be and what you need to practice, just like practicing your tennis swing. I give them quick little easy techniques that they can practice and put into use to raise the awareness and change that bad behavior.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think for women in the women's book, what I tell them to do to raise the awareness is to go on lots of first dates. Because like I say, women are smart. They know in 15 minutes. Men, conversely, need longer. For men, it's usually 90 days before they figure out if she's the right person or not. But for women, since you know in 15 minutes, at the end of the date, make the first date a short, quick date. In other words, it should not be a long 2 hours and a movie and a concert and all this kind of stuff. No, in and out within an hour. So make the date short. No one is invested. If he's got a deal-breaker habit or characteristic that isn't good for you, be charming, be a lady, say, I had a great time, you're a wonderful person, but I just didn't feel the click. And put that, you know, fish back in the water. So the practice tip that I give these ladies is go on lots of first dates, because what that will do, it has nothing, this technique has nothing to do with the guy. It has to do with who exactly is Lori? Who exactly is that woman? And the more you bring your awareness of what is it that's going to work for me, you know, and I put this into practice myself. I was recently single a couple of years ago, and I did all these techniques myself. And it turned out that for me, like after about the 30th first date, like the universe like opened up and the clouds parted and everything. And what happened was the universe started listening and it started giving me guys who were closer and closer to what I wanted. And I ended up marrying one of those guys.
Yay, big applause. All right. So being real and not being afraid to be who you are and not being afraid to, you know, just put it out there. This is the kind of person I want to be with. This is what I want. This is what I'm going after. And anything that doesn't fit in that realm, you know, I'm not going to fix whoever I meet. I'm going to, you know, continue on until I find find the right person. I like that. I like that a lot. Bruce, let's have you chime in.
I've never heard information like that before, the way you put it. And I absolutely agree with that. And for many reasons, but one of the main reasons is I think that it's called a takeaway in sales. I don't mean to sort of intellectualize this approach, but by not spending so much time with someone, you give them something to wonder about. You want them to have more. You want them, it gives the person, oh my God, they wanted to cut it short. Oh, I hope everything was okay. Instead of it being, say, the man being making choices and decisions, saying, oh, maybe she's not good enough, he's saying to himself, wow, she wanted to leave. I wonder what she was thinking. He kind of turned it around. So I love the idea of not spending so much time together because it just it gives the other person more to think about.
It absolutely works for me. And you know what? Whenever a person does something that's out of the ordinary, you stand out. So almost all women want to be wined and dined and taken to an expensive restaurant, et cetera, et cetera. And I would just say, let's meet for a short date. Now, if the date works out, like you say, Bruce, how great is it to look forward to date number two? Date number two, you have my blessing. Go ahead and spend an hour, 2 hours, whatever you want on date number two. Date number one, short and sweet. So anyway, the short and sweet technique is from the guy's point of view, like you say, it makes you wonder. It's like, wow, I really like this girl. She's not taking advantage of my time. She's not taking advantage of my money. She's not ordering a lobster dinner or sushi. And you tend to wonder, like, what is this girl about? And it's very attractive. It's very alluring. So, you know, on the second date, go and have fun. Spend the time. Get to know each other a little bit more.
You know, it's really interesting that, you know, we have my point of view, and I don't really come at relationships from a man's point of view. When people that listen to me speak or read my book, they see that I'm not for any one sex more than the other. But I really love the idea of where you're coming from and the direction that you're coming from and where I'm coming from. And here we are, two totally different speakers, authors, researchers, all coming to a central point with different ideas. I think you and I should go out on the road together and talk about this. I think that we'd be able to help millions and millions of people.
You got my
I would love to, Bruce.
I would love to see put that together.
Because
here you've got two books. It sounds like you can have a lot of books going on here. And how did you do the research for your book?
Me?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Actually, this is my second book, and the Hitch book in 90 Days is for women. And for me, I think, you know, decades ago during Women's Lib, one of the myths and lies that they propagated back then was the sexes are the same. So I actually take a different position than that. I take a position of there are gender differences. It's not to say that one gender is doing it. Yeah, it's not to say that one gender is doing it right or wrong. It's just that it's different. We are not the same. We both might start at point A. We both might want to get to point Z. But how we get from A to Z is decidedly different for various reasons. And my previous book to this is for men, and that one is called Mastering Women. And so it's the real truth of what it takes to win over any woman at any time, which means you can use the techniques to win her over for a one-night stand, and you can use the techniques to win her over as your long, you're the one, you're your forever partner. So how I came to the research on this book really started with my men's book. I ended up doing years and years of scouring through university research studies on relationships, and also I interviewed 20,000 men to write the men's book. And so the women...
With wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's very huge. I had so much fun. And I just worked day and night for like 18 hours a day for 18 months because it was such exciting and you know, it was thrilling to find out what, you know, where the men were coming from and what headaches they were experiencing, what their fears were. They were, like, able to be honest and open up with me and tell me their stories. And it was wonderful. So the women for the Hitched book got all that wonderful research that what is it like from a man's point of view? Why is he going to approach you? Why is he going to talk to you? Why is he going to call you the next day? And why is he going to propose in 90 days? Or not. Or
wow.
You can also go through the opposite. So, yeah, they're
exactly.
getting, you know, nugget after nugget because they're getting it from the horse's mouth, these 20,000 men who have, you know, shared their soul with me.
So it's almost 20,000 bachelors share all. It's its own show between Bruce's 6,000 plus people just in 10 years on AOL in that love room. Amazing. So we are listening to DT Linda Gross. She's an author, and we're talking about both of her books right now, but the most recent, Hitched in 90 Days or Less. And how do people get in touch with you, Linda?
Yes, they can find me in a variety of ways. All of my books are on Amazon, both in the ebook version and in paperback. They can, put in the search bar, Hitched in 90 Days or Less or Mastering Women. They can also visit my website. The website is themensadvocate.com, themensadvocate.com, or you can find me on Twitter at DT4M, and that's the number 4, at DT4M, and it's short for Dating Tips for Me. So
I love
all
that.
All of the links you'll find on my website. I also have a women's website, but let's just, if you go there, you'll find all of my links to, you know, all the social media.
I love that. And then, Bruce, would you share with our audience how they can connect with you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it, and great to spend time with you, Linda, and talking about your very unique book. My book is called Body Traders, A Lover or Body Trader. You can get in touch with me at Love Coach, L-U-V Coach, that's L-U-V Coach, at AOL.com, and you can visit my website, Body Traders, just like kind of sounds like body, traders.com, and you can learn an awful lot about me and more about the book and what's going on with me as a speaker and a presenter and an author.
Well, I am so honored to be here in the middle between two amazing authors. Any special big events that you have coming up that you want to share with our audience, Linda?
Yes, I just got announced a few days ago. I had been vying to have a booth at the LA Times Book Fair, which is the largest book fair in the country, boasting over 150,000 visitors. It will be upcoming on April 18 and 19, which is a weekend, at USC. And I would love for you guys to come and meet me, and I'll sign your books in person and talk to you, and it would be terrific. So that's April 18 and 19 LA Times Book Fair.
Awesome, awesome. And we should actually put a link, if that's where you're going to be appearing for the 18th and the 19th of April, we should put a link on that also to, on the, you know, on the show page so that the listeners can also connect with you on that. Well, the time of the show that I hate the most is when it comes to the end, when we're just getting warmed up and we want to just keep going on. So my invitation to you, Linda, is to please come back again. And where we don't have some technical difficulties and we can have a much more involved conversation about relationships and dating, and we can learn more about how to get hitched in 90 days or less and all the advocating that you do out there, you know, for men and relationships. I would love to hear more. And Bruce, we'd like to have you come back and we can get into a bigger conversation. Audience, until we get together again, I'm your host, Lori Wilk. It's been great having you with us. Until we get together again, be successful and be safe. Goodbye for now. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, Lori.